Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is co-host Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the fifth issue of this crowded story. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our previous four episodes. And we start out this one, and we're introduced, or we're back to the bride's bride-to-be.
We're getting her backstory.
Yep, just a quick little like page backstory. She got proposed to by her boyfriend at the paintball ring, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's kind of awesome. But sadly, due to her finances, they can't afford this giant wedding that she would like. It's really just a small little thing.
And the lady, the wedding coordinator, is like, well, can't your, you know, fiance contribute anything? And we get him in the VR game. I mean, he makes sense. You know, he's like, look, he's like, we don't have to make a big deal about it. You know, I don't want to go broke paying for one day when we need to, you know, worry about paying for a house and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, they make him out to where he looks like he's a dick in this.
Yeah.
But he's actually making sense.
Okay. Yes. We've both been married.
Yes.
I'm not saying I didn't have any contribution to my wedding. I literally let my ex-wife take care of that. So I'm not saying I'm a douchebag, but it's... End of the day, it's our day, but it's technically her day.
But see, that's where you're wrong.
No, it's our day.
Both of your day.
Yes.
And it shouldn't... Okay, the only reason why women ever want this in the first place is because it's, you know, institutionalized that they have
society
to have this.
Society has told me that the bride is the best thing.
Exactly.
Yes, I know. I get it.
And so you're literally starting your life together in debt because you want to have this, like, ridiculous...
Yeah.
Thing.
Happens.
Oh, it does all the time. And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons why they keep promoting it is because all these companies keep getting money for it. Because, you know, and don't get me wrong, like, I have a friend that actually does, you know, wedding events and stuff. Like, that's her job. She plans them, coordinates them, has a store full of stuff for them. And that's great for the people, but you shouldn't be going beyond your means to do your wedding.
But look, how else am I going to get the Hallmark movie where the wedding planner, you know, falls in love with the best man because they actually were in love before and didn't realize that they knew the same people.
Anywho. Yeah.
So we go back to this girl who has got the gun to Charlie's face. And she's like, look, I don't want to kill you, but this will definitely, like, set me. And I'm sorry. Like, I really did like you. I mean, she doesn't know her. That's why she liked her. But Charlie's just like, look, I get it. You do what you gotta do. Just fine. Just do it. Whatever. I don't care anymore. Just do it. But
ultimately,
can't.
The bride's like, look, I can't just kill somebody for money. I can't do it. That's not me. I'm a good person.
Yeah. And Vito comes busting in and sees the two of them hugging and crying. And it's like, oh, okay.
It's adorable.
Sure, why not? So Charlie, like, goes to yell at Vito. He's like, wait, how did you know I was here? And Vita says, didn't you say she chipped her? Or she, I might be skipping ahead. But pretty sure she, like, put something on her that to keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
So, not like chipped her, like dog was chipped, but tracking device.
Yeah, on her she put her own personal, like, little tracker type of thing on there to where she would have, be able to ping her.
I like that. So Charlie and Vita are just like yelling at each other, and the bride is just like, so if I can just get my gun back, I'll just squeeze right past you. And Vita's like, yeah, sure, you can have it. And she pulls it out of Charlie's
and then pulls the clip out. She's like, just in case you change your mind.
Yeah, Charlie had it in her coat, takes the clip, hands it back to the bride. Charlie looked pissed at that moment by her taking the gun. So.
Yeah.
Charlie's got ulterior motives.
No way.
All day long. But as they're trying to get out of the strip club, Vita notices the stripper on
stage dancing. And she's like, oh, hey.
Charlie, being a complete ass, is like, hey, Dystopia, my friend wants to bang you. Damn. So yeah. Vita grabs her and rushes out.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we go to the next page, and Vita is now, you know, just got done shopping, giving them some groceries, and then they're gonna head back to the library.
Oh, here we go. We're right here.
Yeah.
How did you find me? It's my job. But yeah, bullshit. You're not that good. No offense. And she's like, look, I chipped you like the dog. And
that's a serious violation of trust.
Yeah, luckily for us, we don't have any.
Be grateful unless you want to die surrounded by strippers. I don't not want to. Sure. Okay.
Death Jolt. That's what the drink is called.
Death Jolt. That's a dumb. Okay. We're back to Trotter, and he is just an ass to everybody, basically his production team. He's also tearing up the street to take care of all this. He's dumb. But he's also trying to look for Cameron, because I don't think he actually realized that she had 51% of his company.
Yeah.
Or no, his property.
Probably, yeah. Probably not.
Yeah. He then gets a buzz on his phone because the VIPs, the alibis, as he calls them, they have like VIP access to him. They can ask him questions, send him stuff, and he has to answer. Like, that's, they're paying for that. Well, somebody sends him the video of his first kill. The one that has been buried for some time. And it kind of just like throws him off edge. Like, he just like, fuck this shit. Turns out it was Green Lips. So she is, yeah. She knows what's going on. She's playing.
Oh yeah.
Playing him like a fucking fiddle, which is awesome.
And also, you know, she's using him to find Charlie,
because
she's smart.
Yep. She also, rummaging through all of Vita's stuff, finds out that Vita was a Secret Service agent,
because
she took her badge. She then goes to grab some guns.
At click click boom.
Hey, you know what? I'm okay with that. And of course, this guy is trying to upcharge her stuff and sell her things left and right. It's also kind of interesting that, and I'm assuming this is not her name, but she uses whatever payment it is, and it's for M. Glasson.
First it says payment error, and then it says payment accepted. Thank you.
So I don't know what's going on there. I do like how she leaves the bike that she stole just
with a sign that says free bike. Yep.
Good job on that one. We get some more flirting here with Charlie and Vita. But before anything get real serious, something blows up. And they got tracked to the library. Well, when they went in, originally, like a couple issues back, they had to hand over all the guns.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a precaution, just what they do. Turns out they had their own little stockpile, and there's a reason why nobody
fucks with the library. Yeah.
These three of them
rappel.
There we go. Thank you. Rappel down, holding these fucking machetes, and there's a lady up top with a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
And other people with like guns firing down. Like, this place is a fortress, and I love it.
One of my favorite parts, though, is Charlie's like, wow, chill out, it's just a library. And then the response to that is, so was Alexandria. That was pretty tight.
That is a good response. Vita and Charlie are able to get out while this, I'm going to say, bloodbath is happening.
Yeah. Gang war.
Yeah, literally. And then they stop off of a cliff, and they're just kind of having a chat. More information is coming out a little bit, but just some. We also then see that they are looking at like a
PETA view, yeah, type
of Los Angeles skies.
Because it's actually a slum otherwise.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. I feel like we're going over, we're missing a lot of the dialogue, because there is important dialogue.
Oh, and there's a lot of dialogue too, and but you catch things when you're reading it. But if you guys want that kind of coverage, you're gonna have to read it yourself.
I would definitely recommend going to get this.
Oh, absolutely, because there's a deep story.
I'll explain more at the end. But yeah, it's not saying we don't want to go over all of it, but there's a lot going on.
There's
just
a lot
in dialogue
to
and in the visuals.
There's a lot to unpack that without reading it page for page and word for word, you would miss out on a lot.
We're going over just the, not high level thoughts, but we're going over the surface level of everything.
We're whetting your appetite for the real story.
Correct. But then, so Trotter gets, well, actually everybody starts to get pings because Charlie has been spotted. So Trotter gets a ping.
Green Lips gets a ping.
The Trotter's people get a ping, and they're actually like rushing to Cameron
to find out what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
or to find out what to do.
So Charlie, at this point in time, Charlie's now up to 2,403,855.
Yeah.
So it just keeps growing. The number of backers is 8,390. Like it one. Is okay. I was just gonna go up to 8,400, but whatever. So Trotter's gonna enact his plan. Like she's been spotted, she's got her defender, this is where they're at. All right, people. All my VIPs have access to this kill. You will be having a
special cars come pick you up.
Yep. And then you're gonna basically box her in and bring her to
the kill.
And so yeah, every VIP hops in, well, not everyone, but majority of them hop into their specialized cars and basically just surrounds Vita's car.
They look like what are those little smart cars?
They look like Steve Urkel's car. I mean, it's a smart car, yes.
Yeah.
But like the tiny one to two seater bucket seat. But it's like Steve Urkel's car from Family Matters.
Yeah.
And all of these VIPs that are boxing them in, like there's people, I don't see any weapons, but like there's people taking pictures
and they've got their cameras out and they're yelling stuff.
Yeah. A big thing is that we do see Green Lips
blowing kisses at Vita. And Vita's like, well, hello.
Yeah. So that's interesting. At the same time, all of these cars are starting to hit Vita's car to the point where she's had so many collisions in such a short period of time
that her insurance cancels.
Yep. Which sucks. But now they're literally just
being herded to where they need to go.
And it's right in the giant cutout mouth of Trotter. Which is bad.
Which is fucking creepy, too.
Yeah. It really is.
And that's
where we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this crowded story arc.